From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Dozens are killed in airstrikes in northwestern Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, both of which have bombed the area in recent weeks. The observatory says at least 39 people were killed in the strikes, which hit a courthouse and an adjoining prison under the control of al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra militants. Early accounts say dozens more people were wounded and that the targeted facilities included the group's religious court and a jail. Al-Nusra is one of the most powerful jihadist groups operating in Syria. It seeks to establish an Islamic state in Syrian territory. Police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protesters marching in the capital Pristina Saturday. The rally began peacefully, but soon demonstrators threw firebombs and stones toward the main government building, breaking windows and causing part of the building to catch fire. Police responded using tear gas to push back the protesters. Several injuries and arrests were reported. Opposition parties say that the government's agreement with Serbia, which grants ethnic Serbs in Kosovo greater local powers and the possibility of funding from Belgrade, represents a threat to the country's independence. They also reject a border agreement with neighboring Montenegro that they argue causes Kosovo to lose territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News.